Hello, everybody.
Welcome back, baby.
Beth thinks she's stroppy this morning, but she's not, and she'll be fine. We're gonna reel her out of it together.
Wait, hang on a minute. I'm not in a strop.
I'm in a strop too.
No, you're in a strop.
We're in a strop.
No, you're in a
we're
strop.
We're in a strop.
Why are you in a strop?
I don't know.
You're in a funk.
Yeah. You are too.
No, you are.
Mate,
I'm not well.
Don't give me this shit.
You've just
I got text messages from you yesterday saying, I'm fucking hate my life.
No, I never said that. You literally just watched me be sick and I'm showing up every day and filming this podcast for everybody. So I'm here and I'm bringing the energy. I'm not in funk. I'm fine.
You basically just had a breakdown to Brian because he told you to bring the energy and you were like, don't fucking tell me to bring the energy. Anyway, should we roll the intro?
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding and welcome the Unfiltered Bride Podcast. Tips from the top table and beyond, so you know it's going to be juicy.
Are you ready?
I don't want to speak to you.
Okay.
That's the problem, isn't it?
This would be awkward. What do we do if we fall out?
Brian just does it for me and I'm out.
You out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you guys have, like, you're going to be the, what's the people that present Love is Blind?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Emma? No, I'm talking about the American version.
Oh. Oh, who's that? I don't know who that is. Oh, Jessica. No. Oh. People do think he looks like Nick Lachey. Is that who it is? It is Nick Lachey, isn't it?
Yeah, Nick
Who's
Lachey.
His new good wife? Not new, Jessica Simpson anymore.
Oh, Nick Lachey.
It's the other wife.
Who is it?
That broke my heart in the 90s.
Nick Lachey. He's 50.
Banging, mate. Oh, was he when I was young then? And he was married to Jessica Simpson.
Vanessa and Nick Lachey. They're a power duo, aren't they? I like her.
Yeah, to be fair, Jack wouldn't come on the podcast with you.
No.
We'd have to find somebody else.
Yeah. Anyway.
We won't. We're here, guys. Don't worry. It would take seriously a lot for us to fall out. We would just say to each other,
I think you just
you're
get
pissing
on with
me
it.
Off. Shut up. We're doing the podcast. And here we are.
I think I've got more chance of falling out of Brian than you.
Me too. There's more chance of both of us leaving Brian.
But then we need Brian.
No, I reckon we can pay someone to do Brian's job. He can't pay anyone to do what we're doing this well.
Oh, you can't pay for personality, huh?
No!
Bring the energy, baby! Anyway.
And how would he tell somebody, like, if he was going to do the podcast, but he was getting other people to talk on it, how the fuck is he supposed to sit there and go, I'm going to need some more energy? He wouldn't. He's pussy.
More energy. More footwork.
More fashion. More passion. More passion. More energy. More footwork. Footwork. Is
yeah.
it what it says?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. What are we
Sorry.
Talking about?
So, okay, I have an idea for this episode.
Why are you punching yourself?
Because I have an idea for the episode.
All right.
Because the more weddings I've been going to recently, the more I've been thinking about where this vibe is coming from.
What vibe?
The vibe.
This vibe?
The vibe.
The stroppy vibe?
This vibe is a vibe because of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. The vibe at a wedding is also because of the people.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about it more. So I went to back-to-back weddings the other day. And one had everything that you could want. Everything.
Yeah.
Had it all. But the vibe was not there.
What do you mean?
The people.
But is that like a guest list problem?
I don't know. This is what I was literally stood there thinking. Like, what?
Tell me, like, what do you mean? What the vibe? There was no like... Was it...
Okay, I'll give you the example. No. It had... on paper.
So
wonderful.
So they've listened...
Everything right.
Listened to yep. every single yep. one of our episodes. Yep. And it still wasn't right.
Yeah. And I don't mean it wasn't right. Maybe not right is not the right word, because to them it might have been right. But I was the one who started every clap in the speech. That's how I know
but
if
I
the
think
vibe is
that
right.
It's sometimes your job as well.
Yeah, but typically it'll be when they'll say my wife and I, and I'll go, ooh, and then everyone joins in. I'm like, cool, they just didn't know that's the thing.
Yeah.
You clap at the end of a speech. Everybody claps at the end
Stop.
Of a speech.
They didn't clap.
They just weren't going to.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And I was just thinking, do these people just not... And also, do loads of weddings where, like, the bridal party just aren't a vibe? Is it because the bride has been annoying and they're just all pissed off? Is it because they're not really good mates? Is it because they're tired? Is it because they can't be bothered? Like, where does the vibe come from?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes, I still don't know. But what I would like to do for this episode is talk about from the day the letter comes through the door... for Hogwarts, no, for a wedding.
Yeah.
Right through to the week after, I wanted to talk about how to be a good wedding guest.
Yeah, but you're saying this, but like, what if you're just not a vibey person? Like, our vibe to our definition of vibe to someone else's definition of vibe could be very different.
Fair. But that's what I want to discuss.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Hello.
It's the postman.
Surprised the dog didn't bark.
It's the postman.
Hi.
Here's a letter.
Wow. Thank you. Our acting skills need work.
You can tell that we have not planned this.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye. Here's the other big package you ordered from Porn Direct. Can
where?
You order porn? Is that a shop?
Huh?
Love Honey. That's what I was trying to get
porn
to.
Porn Direct, you freak. That kind of podcast.
Love Honey did some work with me once and they were like...
Yeah, I know. And you shared something and I was like, come on, put a picture of it off.
They
show
were like,
the world.
Well, you shared it. I was like, I can't. No, not like that, but I don't mind, because I like their stuff. I was like, I don't mind saying that I've got this, but I'm not fucking wearing it.
Aww.
I don't even think Brian ever got to see it on.
Anyway, I'm opening up my letter already.
Okay. You realise that people do also watch this. They can just see you doing the finger in your menu.
Stop being so rude.
Fingering?
Yeah.
You took it to a rude place. That's not where I was going with it. All right, wow. It's open.
Georgina and Brian cordially invite you to their New Year's Eve extravaganza. Oh my gosh. Wow, this invite looks amazing.
What are you doing now?
I'm going to read all the details.
This is going to be a brilliant episode.
Oh, New Year's Eve. Do I really want to go? Do I not want to go? Do I like them that much to give
happy
up my
with
New
all
Year's
this conversation?
Eve? I don't like Georgie, but I like Brian more.
But are you going to text saying, I'm thinking about it, or you're not?
No.
No, you're just going to talk about it at home, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. Jack, do you want to go?
Ugh. Whoa, we're going to stop you there. I've got an idea for the episode now, right? We're just going to go through it. You're going to be the guest, and I'm going to stop you every time you do something wrong. Whoa. Is Jack invited?
Yes.
All right, just checking.
Beth's plus one. Do you know what, actually?
Yeah.
I want to fucking say something on that. Because I think if you know their partner's name, you should put it down.
Oh, so, yeah. You can't put plus one if you know their name.
So. We got a letter through post a couple of years ago. And it was like, Jane Newman and guest.
That's shady. Wait,
guest.
How close was... Do they know you?
I've never met them, but we'd been together a good few years.
Okay.
Right? It's not hard to go on fucking Instagram or Facebook if you don't know my name. Sorry, just saying this.
I completely agree.
And I sent a picture of it. I didn't even open it. I just sent a picture of the envelope to Jack. And I went, I'm not going.
No, I wouldn't go either. Did he go?
I'm not a random...
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
Did he go?
Yeah. I said, I'm not random.
If they didn't have a partner... And it wasn't official.
Yeah.
Fine, get it. Yeah. Cool. Oh my God, that is shady, isn't it?
You're sending it to our home address.
Just go on the internet and you can find out who lives there.
Literally.
Wow.
So don't do that. I think that's disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
And if you are doing that, you shouldn't really be inviting them. Like, I wouldn't be bothered if I wasn't invited. Because I didn't know you.
I didn't know you.
I don't know you. So I find it awkward to a wedding of people I didn't know. Hi, this is my biggest thing. Hi, nice to meet you. Congratulations on your wedding. It's fucking weird. I'm sorry, it's weird.
I agree. I don't, but okay, right. But is it weird if you really know the other person?
No, even a guest.
What if you work with one of them and they're like your work bestie, but you don't know their partner?
Go for a drink beforehand.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so we're talking about being a good guest. You've got your invitation.
Yep.
It says Beth and plus one.
No, it doesn't.
It does. In my example, it's Beth plus one.
Okay, fine.
What are you saying now?
Jack, you've been invited to a wedding.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve? Fuck that. I won't go into their wedding on New Year's Eve.
What else would you be fucking doing on New Year's Eve? Yeah, shut your mouth then. You're coming.
All right, so we've decided. We've checked our diaries.
Check your diaries?
Yep, fine. We just need to sort the dog out. We need dog care. We need to find someone. Check our parents. Everyone's fine.
How long away is New Year's Eve?
6 months.
Cool. Okay. Do you sort the dog out now?
Yeah.
You're going to do it immediately?
Well, New Year's Eve, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just... Are we being a perfect guest here?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, sort out the dog immediately.
Okay. So shall I tell you what I'd actually do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
For anybody who's listening and not watching, she's put it down and walked away.
I'll revisit this.
When?
But I probably won't because my life's busy.
Yeah, I know. So why don't you just do it immediately?
Okay, fine.
Is there an RSVP on there?
RSVP by September. RSVP by October the 1st.
Cool. What are you going to do?
RSVP by October the 1st.
Or?
Just do it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Go on then.
How do I RSVP? Do I send them a letter back? I'm not paying for a fucking stamp to send them a letter back. You're having a laugh. Cost of living.
Oh. Wait. Have a look again. Have they included a stamp in the thing?
No, they didn't. Oh. Because Georgie and Brian are frugal. But there is a QR code that I can scan.
There we go. Scan it then.
Oh, they're asking for a fucking password to the website.
Is it on the invitation?
Oh, yeah, it is. What's that name? It's a long password.
What were you not going to do? Text the couple and say, do you have the password? Yes, on the fucking invite.
Why do you need a password if you've got a QR code?
I didn't have a password.
You did.
I did not have a password. I had a password that you could set up if you RSVP'd and then you logged back in to change your RSVP.
Okay, all right. Don't put a password. It's long. Basically, you need...
Whoa. Surely you do need a password. What randoms in there aren't getting on
no
there?
One's going to get the QR code, you stupid.
Right.
I think you've just got to make it... It's like, you know, they describe it. It's like when you're checking out on something online. If you're buying something online, if the process is easy, people will do it. The amount of baskets I've left, because I'm like, I don't know where
is
I'm
it
going.
Three clicks? I think apparently you should be able to get from that to done in three clicks. Yep. So the first click is getting onto the website.
Yep.
This, I feel like in three clicks, you have to get them to the RSVP bit.
Okay. I then type in my name and my partner's name.
Yep.
Cool. It picks me up.
Dietary requirements.
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay, sorry.
I'm now in. Are you attending? Yes.
Cool.
Do you have any dietary requirements? No, but I don't like spicy food.
I don't give a fuck. That doesn't get to go on there.
Just put it on if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, and we'll ignore it this end.
Yeah. Okay. That's
you
it.
Done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What are you doing now?
I'm going to click through the rest of the website. Oh, yeah. Their love story. How fucking boring.
I'm joking.
How amazing. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Where's the menu? That's what I want to know about. What food are we having? How much food are we having?
When's the food start?
People care about when the food is, what the food is, da, da, da.
What time does it say you have to be there, or what time does it say the ceremony is?
Ceremony is at 1:00.
What does that mean, Beth?
It says arrival at 12:15.
Cool.
So I'm going to get there for 12:15.
Are you?
No, 12:30.
Fine.
Fashionably late.
Cool. Yep. No worries. No worries at all.
It also does say there is no accommodation on site and you can't get a taxi without pre-booking.
Oh, what are we going to do now?
Text the bride.
Can you tell me
how? Can you tell me how a taxi?
But now what's a good destination?
Here are three taxi companies. Right, I'll ring them.
You're going to text your mates and say, anybody else getting a taxi?
No, I don't know anyone else going.
No, okay, cool.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to book a taxi for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve? It's 6 months away. What are you on about? Well, I've got an invite from Georgina Rose Events telling me I need to book a taxi. Sorry, you can't book one this early on. You need to give us a call in 3 months.
What are you doing now?
Going to set a reminder.
There we go.
To do that.
Cool. That's it. What else are you doing?
But I think if you are a couple getting married and you're putting taxi numbers on there for a wedding date, you need to preempt them and say, look, we're going to get people booking.
Great
show. Can we open it up?
Great show.
Oh, top tip.
Oh, God. Honestly, I'm just so excited.
Same for hotels.
Yep. Just say we're... Should you tell hotels though? What if they say, no, we don't do other people's weddings? Hotel's a hotel, aren't it?
Hotel's a hotel.
Premier Inn.
Premier Inn.
I got my cut, but it's on brand. Yeah,
you literally just hit yourself in the face with a straw.
I'm trying to drink more.
Me too.
Alcohol.
Clean girl era.
Okay.
Apparently it makes your face less swollen.
Get me from the leaders, mate. Drown me.
Right, okay.
Okay, tell me three things at this point you're not going to do.
I'm not going to text the bride. Oh, no, I am going to text the bride, you know. I am. I'm going to sit over and say, thank you so much for the invite. It looks amazing. We've RSVP'd. Let me know if I can do anything.
Yeah.
So excited.
What are you not going to do on the text?
What do I need to do? What do I need to wear? What's going on? What time's food?
Yeah.
I don't like the venue. It's a bit far from me. Have you thought about
that? Can I bring my kid?
Yeah.
Okay. What's another thing you're not going to do?
What am I not going to do? Ignore it?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
you can ignore it, but you have to put a thing back in the calendar to remind you of it, or it goes somewhere where you have to look at it every day until you've done it.
Yep.
And you set a reminder for 3 weeks before that RSVP deadline.
Yep.
And something else you're not going to do?
What else am I going to not do?
I'm not going to.
I'm enjoying my role play.
I'm really enjoying this. I'm not going to take a photo of it and put it online.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think guests do that.
You'd be surprised.
No, I would know. I'd take maybe a little photo of the envelope,
yes,
maybe.
With your name on. Eek! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excited.
Agreed. But we're not going to put on
the detail.
The whole deets.
Why? I've your client, stationery company, did that. And yeah, I sent it to you and I went, what the fuck?
And what did I do?
Did you speak to them?
Told the bride. Said, are you happy with this? She went, no, not really. I said, let's sort that out.
Did you sort it out, or did she?
She had been the person that was speaking to the stationery company, so she did. But again, you can't, shouldn't be putting that information out into the world. Literally, it had the whole thing on it. I also don't mind if you do it where you've covered the date and the name. Like, I don't think it's your right as a guest to be putting any, or as a supplier, to be giving anybody any information about the date, the location.
You don't know, like,
they might not have told, there might be issues.
Yeah, we had it before. I think I've told this story where I used to work at a wedding venue. Someone called and tried to cancel ex's wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I had one before where I wasn't allowed to post anything from the wedding. And I sort of said to them, like, oh, yeah, it's no problem, but, like, why? Just nosy. And it was something to do with a family member that they weren't inviting that was quite, like,
cray,
and they would literally have come,
yeah,
or kicked off about it after. So I just wasn't allowed to put anything with the date and stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Better.
Cool. Okay. So you're invited. It's in your diary. When are you going to look at clothes? The week of,
if it was me.
Yeah.
But
we've been a good guest. Yeah.
6 weeks before.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
So there is a dress code on here, which I actually ignored for Georgie's wedding, which I didn't actually see.
What did I put on it for mine?
Black tie, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't wear black.
No, it doesn't mean black.
Okay, anyway, so...
You just said dress. It's, we never get a chance to dress up these days, so yeah. Go glam.
So there's a dress code that says black tie.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What does black tie mean?
I was about to ask you that. Mm. Do you want people in black? Do you want people in tux? Do you want...
So to me, black tie...
Is like cocktail party.
Is long dresses.
Yeah.
It's not, doesn't have to be to floor.
I wore a long dress.
What did you wear to our wedding?
Green. Same colour as the bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was nice. With the sleeves, though.
Yeah. but Georgie didn't tell me what colour the bridesmaids were in.
I didn't. You're right.
And that's what I think you should include is please avoid these colours. Because I saw a TikTok the other day of a guest turning up in an exactly the same bridesmaid dress. And she was like, well, I didn't know. And she felt uncomfortable all day. But like, no one can blame you.
What would you do if you turned up and it was the same dress?
I'd probably go to a shop and get changed.
Not on New Year's Eve, you're not. I would cut it.
Yeah, I'd do something.
Yeah. Anyway. In hindsight, I probably should, but I didn't want to cut out a whole... It's hard because half of me doesn't want to tell people what they're wearing.
Yeah, but it's awkward for them as well.
It used to be a secret, didn't it?
Yeah, but like if you... Yeah, like I'd feel awkward. I felt awkward wearing dark green in your bridesmaids room, brought dark green. I was like, but this is awkward.
Really? I didn't even...
Yeah, but I don't know whether you'd be bothered by it.
I don't care. If you were in the same dress, I'd be like, this is weird.
Yeah, but...
But I'd also take a photo with you and be like, lol.
Yeah.
Extra bridesmaids.
She wanted to be a bridesmaid.
Like, again, it is that attitude on the day, isn't it?
Yeah, if you were someone a guest, you didn't like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100% knock you out. So yeah, you. Joking, I love you. You would have just been an honorary bridesmaid. You would have fit the dark hair
memo.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're being a good guest and you do arrive in an outfit that is the same as the bridesmaids, you're cutting it.
Yeah, or change, or be like,
but your attitude is funny. What are you doing if you arrive and some guest is in the same dress?
That's my worst nightmare.
That happens at a lot of weddings.
I know, and it's my worst nightmare, but you just gotta roll with it.
Again, can you change something on it?
Yeah, but just roll with it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of life.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be like, okay, that's annoying. Yeah. Never mind. Move on. Okay. So you get in your outfit early enough. Are you messaging the bride about the black tie or are you figuring it out?
I would probably message. But because she's not clear enough. And okay. Because I don't want to offend.
I'm would you go directly to the bride? Is there not somebody else you could be messaging?
No, I'm not going to message around. I'm going to be like, I'm not going to send you photos of the dress. I'm gonna like, just to clarify, do you want us in black?
Okay, yeah, fine.
That's I like, and I'll be like, well, that's kind of on you. You didn't tell us properly.
I don't think black tie is black. Mm. Not for women.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
All right.
Should we find out what black tie is? I feel like we should know this. Men are requested to wear a tuxedo but can opt for a dark suit. Women can choose either formal evening gown or shorter cocktail dresses or dressy separates. Mm. Yeah, they're not in black.
No.
It would be guests in black.
Yeah.
Please wear all black.
Yeah.
Okay, so unless it's super obvious, but I also think there's a difference between texting a bride saying, hey, can't wait for the wedding, just sort out my outfit. Can I clarify, black tie doesn't mean black.
Yeah.
That's a 30-second answer for me as the bride to say, oh no, sorry, just... dressy.
Yeah.
You now know I've given you the information.
Or I'd save it for like when I next saw them.
Yes, agreed.
So we could talk about the wedding.
Okay, let's go there then. So you've RSVP'd, you're involved. What are you now doing between then and the wedding?
So we'll obviously meet up for a few drinky poos.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh my God, how's the wedding
Have we met Jack?
Going? Yeah. How's the wedding planning going? Oh my gosh, it sounds amazing. I wouldn't do that, it's vile. I wouldn't, me going to Jack. Oh, oh, Pampers. Ugh. I wouldn't do that.
I love my Pampers.
You don't really have any.
Yeah, I did.
You had honesty.
You had a Pampers. No, it was still Pampers.
No, you didn't.
I had a fucking cloud with some Pampers in.
Honesty.
It had Pampers in.
It was an honesty cloud.
Yeah, it still had Pampers in.
No, I think it did.
Don't make me look at it.
Maybe it did.
It did. Yeah. There was lots of Pampers. I like Pampers.
Okay.
How many times can I say Pampers?
Anyway, so I'm going to not tell you that if I have any opinion.
Yeah.
I will not tell you about it.
What about if I... So you're an industry professional. Mm. Are you going to tell me anything?
Yeah. Because I feel like your wedding reflects me.
You're not working my wedding though in this scenario. No. You're just a guest.
Yeah, but I would tell you.
So I say...
Oh, look, that's not going to work, hon.
I'm going to have Pampers but and then candles next
this.
To it.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
That's not safe.
I'm going to have these confetti streamers that are attached.
No, that's not safe.
Okay. Is there anything else that needs to be happening in the lead up to the wedding? I think just sorting yourself out.
Yeah.
Just don't give them any more drama than needs to be. All right, it's hen do time.
Woo!
You're invited.
Oh, okay. I've got my text message.
Got your text.
Here they are.
Hey, you've been added to a group chat. Woo! It's Georgie Fest 2022. Woo! It's going to be £2,000 in Marbella. Okay. Are you in for one night?
I'm in.
For £2,000?
I'm in. I am fucking missing out. I'll be a boss. Don't worry about me.
Okay, Beth's in. What are you doing for the hen do then?
Saying yes to everything.
Cool.
Turning up.
What if you can't afford it?
Wearing what they want me to wear.
Yeah.
If I can't afford it, I'd be like, oh, this sounds amazing, girls. I really appreciate all the effort, but unfortunately I can't afford it. Let me know if you're doing a home one.
Yeah.
I'd love to be there.
Could you imagine if weddings just went like this? I'm so happy right now. Okay. When are you telling me you can't afford it?
As soon as a text message comes through.
Cool. What if it says it's roughly £1,000 and then we get close to the time and it's now 1,800?
I'd be like, unfortunately, like the initial budget I did put aside was £1,000. Like, is there, can I come for one night, half day?
Just a little half day job.
Yeah. Can I contribute towards anything for the hen and not be there?
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I also think like this would be, if somebody couldn't come to my hen do, if they arranged, like, if they found out where I was going for the night and arranged, like, a round of shots,
yeah.
That to me is top-level friendship.
Yeah,
if you're not coming, that's okay. And honestly, each their own on different budgets and where you are in life and stuff like that. If you are still thoughtful enough to do something like that, you win.
Yep.
Bow down. Top-tier guest.
I agree.
Cool, okay, so you didn't come to the abroad one. You've sent me a round of shots. You're coming to the UK hen. What are you not doing? Give me three things you're not doing.
I am not going to cause any drama.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm going to agree with everything, even if I don't agree. And I'm going to wear whatever you tell me to wear, even if I don't want to wear it.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. It's the week of the wedding. Mm-hmm. My wedding is on Saturday. What are you doing this week?
I'm making sure all my plans are finalised. My dog sit is definitely in the diary. My outfit's ready.
Yeah.
I got my tan booked in, my nails, my hair. Yeah. I'm looking good. Got a card.
Yeah. Nice. Sorry. Go back. Got a card.
Yeah.
What's in your card?
A voucher. Oh,
okay. What for?
Gift card.
For what? I like the idea of a gift card.
No, I hate it.
No. Of like a restaurant.
No. Or... Give the money. Everyone wants to have their honeymoon, don't they? Like,
yeah. All right.
Like...
All right. How much?
£1,000.
All right, yeah, we are being a very good guest. Let's be a normal guest.
What's the rule?
I think it's £50 per person, 25 evening.
Yep.
That's where I sit with it.
Yep.
When me and Brian opened our... So we had a card box at our wedding, and then my dad did that little box with advice to go in. I didn't know anything about this box, but my dad had set it up. Somebody from my evening had put their card in it. Mm-hmm. And obviously when we sat and did our thing of like sending out thank you cards and writing down little stuff, they never had one. And I wasn't even annoyed because I was like, oh, they were an evening guest. So I couldn't care. Found their card later with like, it was like £100 in it. was like, that was brilliant to have a year later. But yeah. then I text her immediately like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
What did they
I
say? Find
it. She was like, oh my God, I thought it was the card box. And I was like, no, it literally said cards on it. But it wasn't the, anyway, that was funny.
Give more context. So there was a second card box with advice.
Yeah.
For you to read a year later.
Yes, sorry, we opened it a year later.
Do you remember what I wrote on my card?
No, I should try and bring him in. You said something about fancying Brian, probably.
No, I didn't.
What did you say?
I said, keep being the good housewife, Brian, that you are. Oh, yeah.
Cute. Okay, so you've brought a card. That's great that you remember that. Well done. Mm-hmm. Bought that ahead of time. Remember to bring it with you. Is there anything you're saying to me the week of the wedding?
How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Are you annoyed if I don't reply?
No. Because I know you've got a lot on.
Yeah. So maybe the text is like, just a nice... don't need to reply, but mm-hmm. I just want to let you know I'm thinking of you.
Yep.
Have a wonderful week. By the way, guys, I recommend putting a link to this episode on your invitations. oh my God, you could actually have it on the wedding mm-hmm. website that's like, how to be a great guest. Bam, here you go. Okay, it's wedding day.
Woo!
What are you doing now?
I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
On time, nice and early.
Nice.
I'm going to bring an umbrella in case it rains.
Nice.
I'm going to take all the labels off my shoes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, ready.
What have you missed? That's very important.
Getting there?
Nope. Before you leave, what are you eating?
I'm eating some food.
Yeah, we're having breakfast. We are preparing ourselves for a non-typical day of eating.
Yep.
Okay, so we're...
I'm drinking lots of alcohol.
Yes, so we're going to have a nice hearty breakfast mm-hmm. of... What are you having?
I'm going to have a bacon sandwich.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Okay, wedding. We're here. We're there. What now? I want to know your feelings, your attitude, what you're doing, what you're not doing, all of these things. So we're arriving. It's a church.
Okay.
Just for reference of this.
I'm going to park sensibly at the church.
Are you going to check on your invitation that there wasn't any parking arrangements, buses? Someone came to a wedding the other day and as they're walking up the drive, I'm walking down to go and get into my car to go to the church. And they were like, we've missed the bus, haven't we? I was like, you have.
Oh, no.
They had their car there, so it was okay. But typically, churches don't have a huge amount of parking.
No, they don't.
So you do, your parking point is very valid, but equally, can you meet some mates at the venue, park there, and then drive over in one car? Mm-hmm. But as a couple, it's their responsibility to let you know there's not good parking.
Agree.
Or that they need, they're putting something on. Okay, you're there, you're at the church. Where are you not sitting?
In the front rows.
Yeah. Where are you sitting?
Where I'm told to sit by the ushers.
What are you not bringing?
What am I not bringing? Mm-hmm. A drink in?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
What am I not bringing?
I'd say snacks. I don't think you should be bringing snacks into the church. I don't mind a snack in the car.
Yeah, no, fair.
But we don't bring snacks into the church.
No, but I don't think anyone would. Okay. All right.
I don't know what that was.
And then I'm going to turn my phone off.
You are going to turn your phone off. And you're also not bringing confetti.
Yes.
We don't bring confetti to other people's weddings. That's not how we do it these days. Yep. You're not bringing rice. You're not bringing
rice.
Biodegradable things. Like, you don't know, as a guest, respectfully, what they want that to look like, what you're allowed to do at that point, if it's the right colours. Like, if you bring blue confetti to my all-white confetti line, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, fair.
Soz. Okay.
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to sing hymns.
Are you going to sing them?
Yep. I will get involved.
Have a good go for it?
Yep.
Yeah. What about with the brides just walked in? What are you not doing?
Clapping.
Clap if you want.
No, you don't.
I've done a wedding where they clapped and it was beautiful. It wasn't a church though.
No, I think that's awkward.
It was the right vibe. It just fit. It fit the day. No, what are you not doing, Beth?
Talking.
Yeah. What else?
Yawning.
Yeah. What else?
Sitting down.
No, photos.
Oh.
Put your phone
You've
away.
You've not prepped me for this.
No, I know, this is more fun.
I feel like all my answers are valid.
They've been great. They have been great. We're not taking photos.
No.
Even if it says, no. Even if it doesn't say unplugged ceremonies, we don't take photos. We don't need to take photos. We're also not saying to the photographer, I would probably stand here. Fuck off. Okay, so our phones are away.
Yep.
Our hymn books are out.
Yep.
We're filled with joy for the couple.
Yep.
We've not come late. We've sat where we're going to be sat. We're involved. We've done the whole ceremony. What are we doing? We're clapping, cheering, singing.
Woo!
All that. Woohoo! Hey, they got married.
Yay.
Okay, we're into confetti now.
Yep.
What are we not doing during that?
I'm not dawdling. I'm not going to hang around. I'm going to be doing exactly what I'm told. Stand where I'm told. Hold the confetti when I want and throw it when they tell me to throw it.
Are we making lots of noise when they come out? Yeah. Are we just full hype?
Full hype.
It's raining.
That's okay. If they want to do confetti outside in the rain, I'll do it.
Cool. You have no umbrella?
No. If they don't want it in the pictures, no. I'll do whatever I'm told.
Right, I want a sound effect that goes, ah. Oh my God, we both did the same noise. Ah, did you see in, any dream will do. Nope. Just me then. Okay. Are you too young for that?
Nope.
Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I know what that is.
You didn't sing with me. As a good guest, you should have involved yourself in that.
Sorry.
Okay. We're now
going to the venue.
Well, the couple are now having some photos at the church.
Yep.
What are you not doing?
I'm not going to hang around.
Yeah. We don't need to go and talk to them right then. Unless you're...
Get into my car. Yeah. And I'm going to drive straight to the venue. Yep. I'm not going to do any stop-offs.
Yeah.
I've got my snacks in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go.
Cool. Just a tip, guys. They don't want you to stay at the church. Unless you're bridal party or like sibling, just go. They don't need to speak to you. I know you feel like you want to say congratulations, but they don't need to see you at that moment.
Yeah.
Just let them have that bit. See them when you get to the venue. Okay, we're at the venue. What are you doing now?
I'm going to park my car.
Yes.
I'm going to go in, put my coat somewhere probably.
Where? Where are you going to put your coat,
Beth? On the coat hangers.
Where are you not going to put your coat?
On the back of the chairs.
Yes. She's so proud of herself. Yeah, okay, we're in the drinks reception.
I'm going to take a drink off the tray that someone hands me.
Yeah, are you going to moan about the drink?
No, I'm going to drink it and I'm going to sip it because it's free.
Yep.
And I'm going to stand around and mingle and look at all the cute things they've done and participate in all of them, apart from the lawn games. I actually like playing with lawn games.
I know you do. I know you do. They've got acrylic lawn games there.
Okay.
You playing?
Yep.
All right. Or they've got giant Jenga their dad made them.
Yep, fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
What else is important during the drink reception? As a guest.
Like, I don't think you should be going off. I don't think you should be doing stuff. I think you should be present, stay there.
So, okay. How do we get around this? Because keep doing weddings, keep going to do group photos, and there keeps not being people there. Mm. How do we fix that? You can't say
maybe when you say when you leave the church, be like, okay, if you've made your way back to the venue, please all be present. We'd like to group shot.
But how long should, as a couple,
where are they going?
Where?
Where are they going? Like checking into their rooms? Like what are they doing?
Yeah, they're going up to their rooms. They're going. They're just having a wander around the venue, which is nice. We like that. They're going to the toilet. They're doing X, Y, Z. How do we say? Do we?
Are you allowed
out?
To go to the toilet?
I agree.
Jesus Christ.
I agree.
Sorry, God.
This isn't the God episode. You're fine. But when you then start, so yesterday, Sunday, I don't know, the wedding, last wedding I did, we stood there and we've got a big group photo. There's a lot of them. Mm. It's the whole groom's mum's side. We've got everyone apart from two cousins. We can't do that photo now.
Where are they?
In the toilet.
Yeah, but they're allowed to go to the toilet.
But I agree. But we're now stood there. Do we say, we'll do it later? Or do we stand there awkwardly for 7 minutes?
Who's in the toilet for 7 minutes?
They do. If it's ladies, they go and they touch up their makeup and they're doing the fucking box in there that's got all the stuff and they're changing their shoes.
It is what it is. I think these things you can't control.
But should we be finding out as the couple when those group photos are going to be, aka immediately or in the middle, and tell those people?
You could, like, again, in the conversations before the wedding, it's not like an on the day thing. It's like, oh, you're going to be needed for the drink session, so just make sure you hang around.
For an hour and a half.
Oh,
I know, but then I want you as a guest to wander and see the venue, but I also want you there for my group photos. So how do we do this?
I think you just play.
We need to make a rule. Make
day.
One of your rules.
I don't have a rule.
Make a rule. I think we need to know if they're immediately or in the middle.
Yeah.
Because if they're immediately, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to stay there. Mm-hmm. If they're in the middle, I'm going to go directly to the toilet.
Yeah.
Directly for a wander, and then come back. Is it annoying to ask the photographer when the group shots are?
No, because you usually have it in a timeline.
No. Sorry, as a guest.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
I was trying to be a good guest and be like, oh, I'm just going to
No, pop because I'd be like, I have no idea who you are. Who are you?
Yeah, but all the group shots are going to be within that half an hour.
Who are you?
Wow. Yeah.
I think it needs to be either announced at the church or the ceremony.
Can we put it in the newspapers?
Yeah, maybe in the newspapers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could we do a list of the group shots in the newspapers? Is that too much?
Too much.
Is it?
Yeah, because then people are like, I want so-and-so with me and this and that. And you're like, oh my God, you're not doing one with Auntie Linda. Oh my God. She needs to do one with Auntie Linda.
That also happened at that wedding, but she said, can we do this photo? And I was like, oh, fuck. I was literally about to say fuck off. I didn't, obviously. And she was like, they've come all the way from Canada.
I was like, yeah, I'll do the photo.
Off you get in. What we did do that was quite good, though, is that there was a big whole group photo, and it gives me a little bit of ick, but I also appreciated it, is that they did that whole group photo, and then they were like, if you are the Mitchells, the Davises or the bridal and groomsmen party stay here. Everybody else go and get a drink.
Yeah.
There. I was like, I'm okay with that.
I think announcements need to happen.
Yeah. I did one the other day as well where they all hung around for the group shots. The photographer didn't let anybody go until he'd done all the group shots.
No, I think that's too
much. I know, I didn't like, I wasn't a... It got them done quick, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But there was a point where there was some, like somebody was stood there out in a bit of the cold and I'm thinking, you're not even in any of these photos. Yeah.
No, I agree.
I think keep back the immediate family. If you're immediate family, stay here. Everybody else go and get a drink.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Fine.
Okay. You're in a group shot. Yep. What are you doing?
I am posing.
Yeah.
Nicely.
Yeah.
Not doing anything weird.
Nope.
Not moaning.
Not doing anything weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Smiling.
Yeah. Just happy.
Oh, you want me to move over that? No problem.
Yeah.
Fine.
Do you need to be stood next to your partner?
No.
Just don't really care. Don't care. Cool. Give me three things that good guests do in the drinks reception.
Mm.
Mm. Number one.
They accept what drink or food is being given and don't complain and don't question it. It's nice. Not the time and place.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, walk on by.
Cool. Number two.
You participate in everything that's been given. Not everything, but something. You go and look interested.
Yeah.
You go have fun.
Yeah.
You enjoy it and get the kind of the admin done, essentially. Like maybe if there's an audio guest book, do the audio guest book. And if there's like a date night idea, do that whilst you can still remember that you're walking and alive.
Cool.
And you're not wandering off and going anywhere. You're not going to the shop to go get other food. You're not putting your coat anywhere you shouldn't be. You're just being a good guest.
Agreed. Okay, cool. We are now going in for dinner.
Perfect.
What are you doing now?
I'm going to read the table plan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see where I'm sat. I'm going to sit exactly in that place. I'm not going to move my place set in. I'm not
What about if you just, I just wanted to swap so that you could be next to your friend?
No.
It's only one setting.
No. Okay. Not doing it. We don't move dietaries.
Cool. Thank you.
we're not putting our bags anywhere. We're not moving any of the centerpieces.
Where are we putting our bags
on
then?
On the floor.
Okay, fine. Yep, carry on.
Fine. Go over it.
Yep.
We're not moving any centerpieces. We're not removing any of the decor. I might take a few little picks.
Yep. We're not fanning around with the candles. We're not putting our fingers in the wax.
Yep.
We're not blowing them out. We're not messing. Just don't touch anything.
If I've got a favour, I might eat it if it's available.
Are you eating it pre?
Yeah.
Are you? What about drink? I always think you should never drink the drink in case it's a shot drink.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't do the drink.
Okay.
If there's a little scratch card, I might do the scratch card.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd probably wait until I'm told. And if no one tells me what to do, I'll probably do it towards the end.
What,
like if there's like drink. A scratch guard or something like that, because it might be part of the speeches.
That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not actually using any of the stuff that's on there
but
until
I might eat the cookie.
Yeah, the cookie's obvious. What else are you doing that's important when you sit down? Because it's like I'm a teacher, and I hate I hate when teachers ask you stuff like that. You're like, what the fuck? I don't know what you're talking about. Otherwise, I would have said it. What are we doing about where we're sat?
What?
Maybe the people that are around us
saying hello,
making friends,
talking to people.
So we're going to set the vibe for that table.
Yeah.
Are you the fun table?
Yeah.
Are you the quiet table? You're the fun table.
Yeah.
Are you getting a round of drinks for the table?
I'm not that rich.
Okay.
My 2 grand trip to Marbella.
That hen do did it. Yeah. Are we pouring everyone a glass of wine? Like, I feel like that's a nice...
No, I agree.
...moment to...
Hospitality.
There's a good 15-minute window where everyone goes in to take their seats. That is the chance to be like, hi, I'm Beth.
Let's break the ice.
Yeah. Just, like, get everyone involved.
Cool.
I went to a wedding once where it was all my family and then a random man.
Oh.
I know. We tried to involve him. He was not involved.
Because he didn't want to be.
He didn't want to be. He made it clear that he didn't want to be. Yeah. And we were like, do you want a drink? He was like, I'm sober. I was like, okay, cool.
Order.
Bread roll.
Diet Coke. Full fat Coke.
Okay. Bride and groom are coming in now.
I'm standing up.
Yeah.
I'm being, if they want me to wave my napkin, I'm going to wave the napkin. I'm like, woo. Oh. Woo! Yay!
What have you posted on social media at this point?
Nothing. I wouldn't post.
No? Pick of you?
No.
Pick of you and Jack?
No.
In the drinks
next
reception?
Day. Always next day.
All right, cool.
I'm not uploading and wondering what people are doing on my social media whilst I'm at a wedding.
Are you even on your phone?
Barely.
Nice. We're taking some photos. Yeah. We're taking photos. They've also given you a little QR code for their...
Fine.
Scanning.
Scan and do that for
you. You're going to do some photos for them?
Yes.
Cute. You're going to do a photo of your table?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like these are the ways of being, this is like normal guest. We're upgrading ourselves.
I'm appreciating all the little hard work and effort you've gone to.
And we're doing a group photo of the table, something that the couple would really appreciate. And we're taking photos with people that you might not know. And then you're showing, we've all been friends and look how much fun we're having. Okay, couple are in. We're into speeches.
Yep.
Give me, and I want 5 things that you're not doing during speeches.
I am not on my phone.
I haven't told you something.
Jesus.
Mate, wait, let me get comfy. I was at a wedding the other day. Lovely wedding. Genuinely one of the nicest couples I've ever worked with. Just really sweet. We're so in love with each other. Adorable. Dad does his speech. One of the best father of the bride speeches I've ever heard. I'll tell you about it another day. It was really cute. Groom does his speech. And there's people talking. There's a table over here talking. It's pissing me off. And there's actually two tables talking, but one are talking louder than the other. I stand myself over there just to be a little bit more like, guys, shut the fuck. And I keep looking. I'm making it clear that I'm looking at them and that I can hear you talking. Because they're not doing this. Oh, this is a really funny line he's saying. They're like this. Yeah, so just fucking normal conversations are happening.
Oh, rude, man.
At the table. At this point, the best man is doing his speech. And he's not like uber confident. Like, he's not super loud. Right? It's just a normal guy trying to do his best man speech. Probably the hardest speech of the day, as is. They're fucking chatting. They're still fucking chatting. So the groomsman, who sat obviously on a nearer table, turns around and goes, shh, be quiet. And I'm like,
love that.
Go you, hun.
Yeah.
The man on the chatty table gets up. It is this guy is still speaking. Storms over to the groomsman table and is going, would you fucking say? Would you fucking say to me? Don't fucking shush me. Like, having a go at this groomsman. I am stood in the back like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know what to do at this point. I'm ready to go over and like sit him down or take him out. Fucking little old me. Like, well, I can arm wrestle him. That's as much as I can do. A woman from the chatty table comes over and brings him back over and sits him down. This is the best man is still speaking.
Oh, bless
him. The groomsman is probably, because the guy that got up was scarier than the groomsman guy. Yeah. So I would have been slightly worried about that. And then the speech is finished. We're all clapping. And I see the dad beeline for that table and starts going, don't fucking disrespect. Well, I couldn't hear it exactly, but it was him saying, how rude of you to be talking during this thing. So yeah. I then have to go over because the sons of the dad are coming over as well. And I'm like, fuck me. I don't want a fight going on in the middle of this. I'm then going over and trying to say to the dad, like, come away. Don't even thingy it. So I'm like in between them trying to be like, okay, so look, just go sit down, blah, blah, blah. And it all just kicks off. There was no fight, but it was like, I managed to get the dad away. I then got the sons to go and sit down. I was like, it's going to ruin your day. I was like, just leave. This is all before food. Literally, I was just like, and then those guys for the rest of the thing were like, you're fucking telling me to be quiet during the speeches. And I'm like, you're vile.
Yeah.
To talk like that through all of the speeches.
There you go.
And you got shushed by someone. You should have shut the fuck up. Sorry, carry on. Five things we're not doing. I was literally sitting there like, there's going to be a fight and I'm going to have to try and do something in this. And it was not fun. Five things not to do during speeches.
I'm not on my phone.
Not on your phone.
I'm not talking.
Not talking. Are you filming on your phone?
Nope.
No, unless they've asked you. Yeah, I don't think it's your responsibility to be filming it.
No, I'm not eating. Like, I've seen people have like their bread and then they're like.
Yeah, okay. So we can eat quiet stuff though. If they've provided bread for you, or is that in between speeches?
I would wait.
Okay, fair.
I'm not going to the toilet.
Until when?
Until after one of the speeches are finished. Like, if I'm dying,
yeah,
then I will wait until the speech is over.
Okay.
And then I'm not heckling beyond my means, you know? Like, I'll give a little bit of a woo or a...
Fine.
But
and
I'm not
one
going,
thing is
go
funny.
On, son. Go on. Woo, woo. Go England. Like, I wouldn't be doing that.
Okay. Cool. I appreciate that.
I've heard someone go, they're doing a speech or whatever. I think it was a Green Beret. They're like, yeah, up the blues. And I was like,
Not even the football theme. Wedding
sweetie,
I did that. No, honey, sweetie, no, it's a wedding.
Do you like them?
What?
Like the five tips?
They were great. Can I have five things that we should be doing during speeches?
We should be listening.
Yes.
We should be engaging. So if they ask you to do something, or could everyone stand up and raise a glass, and we're going to do that and be normal.
Yeah.
Normal human beings.
Nice.
Five things we are doing during speeches. Yeah. Everything opposite to what I said earlier.
Think I want more to be really good guests. I've got a few. Do you want some help?
Yeah.
I am turning to face the person doing the speech.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I hate when people are sat forward and then like looking over their shoulders if they're bored.
Yeah.
If I can turn around, we're here for
body
at least half
language.
An hour. I am also clapping at obvious, like in a speech.
I literally just said that.
No, you said engaging, which I appreciated, like the whole standing and being engaged. But there's this thing that happens where some people don't know what to clap. And what happens at the end is they say, we're going to raise a toast now. raise your toast. We're going to raise, are they clean? Yeah. We're going to raise a toast to the bride and groom. To the bride and groom. And everyone goes, cheers.
Yay. Sit back down.
And then you clap.
No, but I think they clap.
You have to clap. So everyone cheers.
Yeah.
And then they have a sip. And then there's a 10-second window, you start a clap.
But
what?
I think this is the awkward bit of between, like, you know, I said, I feel like if that was the groom, it'd be like, oh, please can we give it up for, like, this is why a master ceremony does help sometimes. Like,
yeah.
If it doesn't, it's like, please give it up for the best man, or please give it up for the father of the bride.
And a master like, ceremony, an MC can change an entire day.
Because I feel like the cheers, I do get.
Because it is hard.
I get why people are like, and then everyone sits down and they're like.
I literally stand and I watch them cheers. And I watch when the majority of people put their glass up. I'll start it.
Yeah.
But I also think in the speeches, there are some obvious times when they want the claps.
Yeah.
And it's almost on their speech to be like, so basically, if they're ever speaking about a specific personal group of people, after each one deserves a clap.
Yep.
So they say, and I just want to say how thankful I am to the bridesmaids, and they're so beautiful and they've helped us so much. And I just think they're all wonderful. And honestly, girls, thank you so much. To my groomsmen, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a little mini clap in between everyone. And if the other people aren't doing it, you're fucking doing it.
Yeah.
You'll start. As soon as one person starts clapping, you'll all start clapping.
Yeah.
And then we're good. What was that? How many is that? Four. We just need one more thing that you should be doing in speeches. I think you should be laughing.
Yes, definitely.
I think there's a difference between going, I'm being really into it and going, brilliant. I just think it's, if you haven't done a speech at a wedding, you have no idea how horrific it is. When we did the wed talks at the National Wedding Show, how hard were they?
Yeah, hard.
Because, and it's not because everyone wasn't laughing because it was hilarious, but you're wearing headphones, so you can't hear anybody laughing. You can hear nothing. So the first one I did, you weren't there because you were ill. And I was like, this is going down like an absolute lead balloon because everything I'm saying is trying for laughs.
Yeah.
That's my personality and I just want everyone to like me. I can't hear anything. We've encouraged people to look down at their phones to be doing the notes to write their timings. And I'm like, oh my God, everyone's writing on social media that they hate me. And then it's only when I actually looked at people's mouths, I was like, oh, we're all right. They're good. So please be encouraging and nice when people are doing a speech. Let's just make a little bit more effort than normal to make them feel like it's going down well.
I agree.
Right. Okay, speeches are finished. What are you doing now?
Waiting for my food.
Now you're going to the toilet. That's your opportunity.
Yep.
Is it obvious when the last speech is?
Yeah.
Okay. We're waiting until, it's typically best man. It will be very obvious.
Yeah, and the food will just
start. Background music will start. Go. That's your time.
Yep.
What are we not doing during the food time?
We are not complaining about our food.
What if it's really bad?
No, not your place.
But
not
but,
my circus, not my monkey. I have not paid for this.
Okay, but if it's cold, are we asking... Oh, sorry, is there...
I wouldn't say anything.
What if it's wrong? What if that's not what you ordered?
Sorry. As soon as I put it down, I'd say that. Okay. Oh, that's not mine.
Okay. What if it's... So we're just not complaining about food?
No, not at all.
Okay, fine. Okay, so during food, we're just eating our food. We're just enjoying ourselves. Are we going up to the couple at this point?
No.
Oh, I don't
Let
know.
Let them be.
But what if you haven't seen them yet?
No, but you don't want a queue forming at top table.
I think this is where you guys as the couple go round to each table because I think people are desperate to speak to you, but they don't feel like they want to come and interrupt you, especially if you're on like a sweetheart table. I think you have to go over to each table so that they can say, hi, oh my God, you look incredible. You look so nice. Rah, rah, rah.
Agree. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should or shouldn't be doing during the wedding breakfast?
No.
Just good manners. Just say what you can do.
Table fucking manners.
Table manners. Just also a bit of plate stack. Like, give them your plate. Give them your plate. They're all working as well. Pass them the fucking dish that you put on the side next to it. Let's just be kind and helpful.
Don't steal any napkins. Don't steal any cutlery.
Don't draw on any cloths.
Like, just be normal people.
Cool. What about drinks? What's our etiquette with drinks?
We drink what's on the table.
What if you don't like it?
You go and buy your own drink.
Cool. Fine. Easy. What if the bar's not open?
You have water on your table?
Yeah.
I think just don't kick up a fuss. Like, you're there as a guest. You've not paid for anything. It's not your, like...
I think we should be looking at it as we do when we go to someone's house for dinner.
Yeah.
You would never, at somebody's house for dinner, say, oh, I don't like that wine.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? No, there isn't, Barbara. Should have fucking thought about that. Okay, new rule. New rule, you've gone to their house for dinner and you've provided nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You've just dressed for the occasion and sorted out childcare. Well done. Okay, we're in that cocktail hour. Are we going to see the couple now?
Yeah, if they're around, I wouldn't like queue, but I'd be like, oh, hi guys, you okay? Like, if they kind of walk past and you kind of...
We're going in the photo booth.
Yeah, we're going in the photo booth.
We're going to the bar.
We're going to have tea and coffee. Yeah. The tea and coffee station.
We're going to cheer when they cut the cake.
Yep.
What are we doing during the first dance?
We are standing nicely, smiling.
Yep. And then they do this.
And then you go.
That was a little hand wave.
Yep.
Go where?
You go on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And then slow dance and you do what you want and you cheer at the end and it's all lovely. And you stay on the dance floor and dance.
How long for?
However long.
When do you think is appropriate for a guest to be able to come off the dance floor? Whenever. If you're trying to be good.
Yeah, I just think the first few songs are always good and they'll be natural like dips and stuff, but make sure you're having fun.
Okay. You want to leave?
Yep.
It's 8:30.
Ooh, I wouldn't leave at 8:30.
Okay. What did you say? You want to leave? What's the plan of action?
I would say, oh, we're leaving in an hour or so, shall we?
Should we get another drink? Let's wait for the evening. I don't think you should be leaving before evening food.
Agree.
I think you absolutely should not be leaving before the first dance, which weirdly happens still quite a lot.
Yeah. No,
older
I think
ones.
First dance, evening food.
Yeah.
And then you don't need to make a fuss out of it. You politely leave.
Are we saying goodbye?
No.
Irish goodbyes. Yeah. Irish goodbyes. Okay. Is there anything that we have missed in that wedding daytime of stuff that's important to be doing? I just think attitude is the good one. We're there for free. Yep. We're enjoying what they've provided for us. Is it your wedding, Beth?
Nope.
No.
We're here for a good time. We're not moaning to other guests about anything.
We're just acting as we would want guests to act on our wedding.
Exactly.
What comes around goes around. Karma, bitch.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
All right.
That was a bit much.
Wow.
Hasn't been a very aggressive episode, has it? Yeah. What are we doing after the wedding?
We are sending a thank you text.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yesterday was amazing. Can't wait to see the photos. It was perfect from start to finish.
You posting yet?
Yeah, I'll post. Have a great honeymoon.
What are you posting?
Just like a photo of me and my partner.
All right, okay.
And then I wouldn't post anything until they posted.
Cool.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Do I pass?
But I think then you could post loads.
Yeah.
And be proud of my friends got married. Look how good it looked. I also think send them everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Stick it in a WeTransfer file. Send it over to them and just be like, here's just loads of bits that I got from the wedding day. Because I promise you they want to see it.
They want to see everything.
Like I still now think there's some photos out there I haven't seen. And I'd love to see them all. Yeah. I want to see everything. Are we doing anything else post-wedding?
No, I don't think so. I think just talk about it positively. Yeah. Don't speak about it in a bad way or I didn't like this or I didn't like that. Just, it was great.
Good vibes. Again, guys, it's not your wedding. My favourite tip to tell people when they're asking about somebody moaning about something is to text back and say, that is such a nice idea for your wedding. AKA, fuck off, this is my day. That was fun, I enjoyed that. You were a really good guest.
Did I pass, miss?
You did pass. That is like full A-star level.
Thank you.
Of guest etiquette on a wedding day. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I hope that helps, guys. Absolutely put this link anywhere you want. Accidentally share it to your stories so that people see it.
Yeah.
Accidentally say, this is what I'm expecting of you on our wedding day. Full energy. That's all that is required from a guest on your day. And if they can't do that, don't come.
Okay. Heard it here first.
Okay, I got a little bitches from a bride. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey, girls.
Hey, girlies.
Is it good? Hey, girls. Have a bitch from a bride for you, and hopefully you can offer some advice. I'm getting married in less than 2 months and cannot wait. Everything, for the most part, has gone well, aside from pretty minimal drama. The issue is I have just got back from my hen weekend and it was amazing. The problem I have is that I decided not to invite my future mother-in-law and she has now taken it upon herself to message my hubby to be complaining and demanding to know why she wasn't in attendance. Problem is I do not have a relationship with her at all. Despite us being together 5 years and them living 5 minutes away, we maybe see them 6 or 7 times a year because they make no effort with us. At the beginning, I made loads of effort, but realised it was very one-sided, so quickly gave up on that. In our entire relationship, I've seen my mother-in-law twice without my partner present. We don't text, we don't chat or call, and quite frankly, she's been really rude/uninterested in the wedding from the get-go. I don't see why she should then get to waltz in at the end and feel entitled to attend something that is, to be honest, about me as a person, and for her to be upset about it is weird. Hubby also doesn't see anything wrong with her not being invited to my hen, and he's not inviting his dad or my dad to his stag. Am I completely in the wrong here, or how do you feel that I might have hurt my mother-in-law's feelings?
I feel like I'm going to flip this one to you. Because I've got a good mother-in-law relationship.
So my mother-in-law has always lived abroad for the majority of me and Brian being together. So different relationship. I invited her to the family hen. So that was my like involvement.
Yeah.
But she couldn't come because she had COVID. So I just think, how do you get around that though? How do you thingy a mother-in-law that said she wanted to come, but then you've got nothing to do with them?
I just think if you haven't got that relationship, it's weird. And if you've not invited anyone else that's older, maybe.
Yeah, I imagine from the sounds of it, her mum's going.
But it's...
Do you text?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you text and say...
Hey, this, so sorry, I didn't mean to offend you, but spaces yeah. were limited and like...
Can we have a little get together? Why don't we go yeah. for a meal?
Yeah.
The mother-in-law relationship is weird. I feel like bridesmaids, mothers-in-laws... And Hindus are the issues with weddings. That's where I'm at. That's what I've decided. Right. I'll hear nothing more about it. That is the end of the episode. And that is the problem with the wedding industry. Okay, love you. Bye.
See you later.